very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Wednesday, March 30th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's remarks in Japan that he is not going to step down because Zimbabweans still want him to continue as their leader.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com and www.voishona.com.
Leli khehla lidlala ngabantu baseZimbabwe. Akekho ongakwazi ukuthi ukuba kwakhe sembusweni akusiyona ntando yabantu. Akekho laphana ngenxa yokuthi uvotelwe. Ulaphana ngenxa yokuthi uyisigilamkhuba esisebenzise ubuqilo obuningi ukuthi
Tongotisu sebato la MDC va Mugabe va munhu akwegura makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri hasi kutamba nawo vakura saka tongotiwo pamwe havana kunzwisisa somunhu akura kuti apoto ruzhinji rwevana vezimbabwe haruchavadi.
I think he just stated the obvious there pretty much because he was given an over 63% mandate by the people of Zimbabwe, meaning over 63% of the electorate chose him. That mandate was 5 years. He has done only three of those. So just going by those, forget about the Afrobarometer survey, but just going by that, he's stating the obvious.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's remarks in Japan, where he is for a five-day state visit. He was talking about the issue of his retirement. Yes.
Mr. Mugabe said, quote, "You just go to Zimbabwe now and ask the people whether I should stand down. They will be angry with you," end quote. The president suggested that the push for him to step down is not coming from Zimbabweans.
But opposition parties are scoffing at Mr. Mugabe's remarks, saying at 92, Mr. Mugabe must step down. But at the same press conference in Japan, Mr. Mugabe said he still wants to contest the 2018 presidential election when he will be 94. And of course, at the moment, at 92, President Robert Mugabe is the world's oldest leader. Yes.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Ye, kunjalo kufoti.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi, tida kuti tinge tichinzi kwa kubva kwamuri imi, vana veZimbabwe. Ne mashoko akataurwa na Mugabe kuJapan ekuti aiwa vanhu vakawanda muZimbabwe vari kufarira kuti varambe vari panyanga vachitivo utano hwavo ukavabvumidza vanoda kuti vange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika dzemuna 2018 apo vanenge vane makore makumi mapfumbamwe nemana kana kuti 94 years. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe Zulu kandaba lingalitshona njani siletemba lokuthi selizwile kwamanje ukuthi uMongameli Robert Mugabe uthi abantu beZimbabwe bamthanda kakhulu, bamthanda ngendlela yokuthi nxa umuntu engavele ethi upresident aphuma esikhundleni abantu bangazizonto okunye okumangalisayo. So ke uthi abantu yibo bamvotelayo, lokho kwasukusela ngo-1980 bemvotela, lokho bemvotela okwamanje ke isoselele iminyaka emithathu ukuthi aphume esikhundleni ukwenza ukuthi kungena olunye ukhetho. Kodwa ke uthi abantu nxa befuna ukumvotela ngo-2018 lesele mnyaka yi-94 bangamvotela njalo nje njengoba bemthanda kangaka. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe liyamthanda umnumzana uMugabe kumbe ayisiko lokakhulumayo konke kukini ukuthi lingathini. Xa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo khona manje nasinombolo lifone kanye iselfoni lakhona ngapho ngu-001-202-619-2077. Lilakho njalo ukuthi lisixhume ku Twitter kumbe ku Facebook khulumani izulu kandaba. Yeah, kunjalo.
Of course, also in Japan, President Robert Mugabe said that these remarks when he was speaking to members of the media there, he said, and I quote, "If they don't like my long stay in power, they should criticize my people. I do not vote for myself into power." These are some of the remarks that Mr. Mugabe said. And of course, he said, "If I am fit enough, yes, but if I am not fit enough, I will not. My people want me to be a candidate, and they've already nominated me as a candidate for 2018. Gibbs, those are some of the remarks by Mr. Mugabe.
Very interesting indeed. Mm-hmm. So I think on the line we've got Dr. Sabelo Dlovu Kacheni, who is a historian at the University of South Africa. Dr. Kacheni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you?
Very fine. How is South Africa?
Hello, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga, also on the line from Johannesburg, South Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening to you, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us, gentlemen. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Right, let's start with you, Dr. Kacheni. It seems as if the president is saying that people of Zimbabwe love him and they always vote him. They've been doing this since 1980, and they'll continue doing so. And he wishes to actually, if people have that capacity, they'll vote for him again. And depending on his health, he will go for it in 2018. Your comment on this?
Thank you. I think the first thing which we need to understand about what President Robert Mugabe said is the problem of democracy itself. If it is true that people have continuously voted for him ever since 1980, it will look like the very concept of democracy need to be interrogated, because it then gives leaders this justification that as long as the people vote for me, then I can stay on and on. And we notice that since the 1990s, the so-called third wave of democratization, a lot of long-standing presidents in Africa, they mutated within a short space of time to become Democrats, because they were able to manipulate the whole concept of democracy itself, particularly electoral democracy, whereby as long as you can prove that people still vote for you, then you can say, I'm not voting for myself, it is the people who are voting for me. And that's exactly how President Mugabe was actually interpreting it.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you agree with these remarks by Dr. Gacheni? I think maybe we might call it electoralism, the ritual of going for elections, but you know the elections are not free and fair.
Yes, I agree absolutely, and that is the fundamental problem in Zimbabwe, which is to say, on one end, President Mugabe goes through the rituals of elections that are choiceless, elections that have a predetermined outcome that is clear, elections when they have a different outcome, which are not, you know, which are rejected outright, and we have seen this in 2008, where, excuse me, it appeared that Tsvangirai and the MDC had won, and President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party rejected that outright. So we do have this problem of long ruling leaders like Mugabe, who have now learned how to manipulate systems and how to give a semblance of the people's wishes and will. And then claim on the basis of that semblance that they have a right to rule derived from the people, when in fact there is no genuine freedom. In Zimbabwe, we know that President Mugabe and his party work through the state apparatus and control key state institutions, including public media or state media like the broadcasting corporation, ZBC, the Herald, and the Sunday Mail. And these effectively become mouthpieces of the president and his ruling party. The same applies to the security forces. At a critical moment, soldiers, the police and the central intelligence group at the level of their leadership pronounce themselves to be in full support of President Mugabe and his party, and then this then wields undue influence on the electorate, with the result that Mugabe will be able to win in court elections for as long as he runs in that post. And therefore, his position today that his people want him is totally baseless, because Zimbabwe does not have the right environment, conducive environment, for credible, free and fair elections to take place.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7, a live talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about remarks by Mr. Mugabe that he won't step down because Zimbabweans will be very, very angry. Some are saying these are, you know, echoes from Rhodesia when rebel Prime Minister Ian Douglas Smith at one time said, my Africans are the happiest, you know, under colonial rule. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke Isaac Mpofu ose South Africa. Baba Mpofu, ungatshola njani?
Ngitshole njani Tubelo, no blessing.
Sitshola kahle, yehlisa ke umsakazi wakho kancane kwezinto sizwane.
Sengiwuvalile mfowethu.
Awubone ke Mpofini. So ungathini ngodaba lolu Mpofu?
Udaba lolu lubuhlungu hlube. Yabona ndasobona ngiyangena mina entweni ezinto. So ngikhuluma ezinye engazilula ngalalela nje.
Yeah.
Umdala lo uyazi hey mina uyabona umuntu vele engahlala isikhathi eside eloke yenza ubutsotsi sokunzima ukuthi aphume abantu mayikhuluma labantu uyabe no abantu bangithanda evala abantu bangaphandle abangamanzi thina eZimbabwe simthanda umntu asimfuni ngoba uyenza ubutsotsi bakhe. That's why ubone esebenzisa ibutho namaphoyisa ukuthi ekwanise ukuthi arobe abantu. Engarobe abantu bese hambe ekhuluma amanga ethi iZimbabwe iyangithanda ifuna ukuthi ngibuse. Futhi enye into emthusa kakhulu umdala lo yigugrawondo. Njengoba ubona abantu belokhu beyikhuluma, so uyacabanga ukuthi uyazi lapha ngingaphuma la abantu labo bengangithotha or bangibefakejele or bangilimazi. Manje usaba leyo nto because of the robber, abantu baseJapan abangayazi iZimbabwe nabantu beZimbabwe. No, mina laphana abantu bangithanda, akula muntu omthandayo.
Kodwa uyakhuluma phela ukuthi ukhetho nxa lobuya abantu bamvotela phela.
Akula muntu omvotelayo uDube, akekho ngaphandle kokuthi eyenze bona lobutho ukuthi bakobenzayo. Erobha abantu eyenze izitayela zakho zenzayo. Ngoba uyakwanisa phela umuntu uma vele ngiphethe leyo ndawo ngiphezulu lamathaktiki wonke engayenza ukuthi abantu babone engazathi ngiwinile, kanti engawinanga. Akawini lo mdala kulani leli load ivote olutho. Ngoba ngenye imini mina ngathi ngisekhaya ngisiyavota onoDube, ngathola kuvoti so umuntu ngite ngibala iminyaka yangikhona ngokuzalwa kwakho, ngithola ukuthi zalifake 115 umuntu lo kodwa lokho ekhona kuvoters roll.
Hayi siyakuzwa
mina ukuthi umuntu onjalo uyabe ethandwe umbani, uthandwe yilabo abantu abazivele ekhanda lakhe.
Hayi siyakuzwa Mpofu, ujayisile kwazwela baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Okay Dube, ngiyabonga kodwa ke umdala lo mfowethu ngingakalahli phansi. Umdala lo usizisa ubuhlungu kakhulu, kodwa ke wele sebesilwa bebodwa ephatini yabo, abaqhubeke ngokulwa. Sizobabona ekuqineni ukuthi bawuphelelaphi. Kalale ngobutsotsi bakhe. Ngiyabonga mfowethu Dube,
sibongile kakhulu Mpofu. Yeah, what you know, kusasa.
Yeah.
That was Mr. Mpofu who was saying that, you know, most Zimbabweans don't like Mr. Mugabe as he's claiming. He says that elections are normally allegedly rigged. Mm-hmm. And he says he may be afraid of stepping down because of the, you know, fire brigade atrocities. Mm-hmm. So he says there's a lot there.
Regaiti, Hans, it never tired of a car and it's at the room. It's a good gaga. Tina Mkoma Benson, Chirume, Magadik, South Africa.
And Notamba Mwangu.
Tipe Opu Ngwazenyi.
Ya unoona panyaya yakafana nei kuti maonero anongosiyana, asi kuti dai mukoma wangu mukuru wedu yanga abvuma kuti apisiye chigaro ka ape kune vamwe, whether ndiwo muzanu kana ndiwo ibatori pazvo ka zvinenge zviri nani, nekuti ukatarisa kuti ruzhinji munyika riri kuchema nemunhu mumwe chete,
iye anovaramba achiti kusvika 2018 amuonawo kuti ipapapo pakanoti remei nhaye vakoma vangu
asi kavari kuti vari kuvhoterwa nevanhu
wedha vari kuvhoterwa nevanhu hatizozvizivi bhosi pamwe otherwise nyaya yekurigaiyaka inenge iripo paseri peizvozvo izvozvo handimaoni vanhu vamwe chete vanenge vachinzi vari kuvavhotera ivavo ndo vamwe vanenge vachichema zvakare handiona
aiwa
saka deno
pedzai zvenyu pedzai henyu tinzwa
deno kuti zvainyatsogoneka hazvoka mudhara ngavadzike pachigaro hatina mhosva navo asi kuti ngavadzikewo pachigaro vape munhu kana wemuzani wechidiki anokwanisa kuassociata nevanhu vakawanda nokuti ivo zita ravo ndoraishata rekuti munhu akura opfuichi otherwise vamwe ndakazvitarisa kuserika ivo vanogona kunge vasina kushata but kabhineti dzavo dzivaipidza zita handitovazviona saka deno zvaigoneka hazvineka vakwanisa kugadzirisa ipapapo vaita kuti vapinde mumwe munhu anenge kwanisa kunge achifarirwa nevanhu
tinotenda zvikuru tinotenda mukoma Benson Benson is saying he thinks it's high time Mr. Mugabe passes on the baton to the next leader Gibbs
let's go to Dr. Gachani ubona njani kunapo kuti abantu bati ngauya chiya sebedinwe ngayo umnomzana
In fact, I think from what the other co-patriots are saying, there are two things. One issue which we need to understand clearly is the social base which Mugabe is claiming. As Mavinga was talking, he was talking about the security sector as a social base which actually enables Mugabe to stay longer. This takes us to the second question of when we talk about the people, which people are we talking about who want him? Because that question is important in the sense that we can't outrightly say all people don't want him. There are some people who actually benefit from his stay in power, particularly his stay in a incapacitated state in which he is now symbolic rather than really effective, then they are able to loot, they are able to do so many other things. So we can't really say there are no people who want him. There are people who want him because he actually secures their properties, which they have accumulated. There are people who owe the positions which they are holding today because of him. So those ones, automatically they like him. But there are people who are also suffering because of that type of politics. Then if the third issue which we then go to is the one which you are asking directly, should he step down or not? He is actually saying if by 2018 he is still capable, he will go ahead. But if the body, now we are actually relying on the body, but he needs actually to make a decision whether he wants to go ahead or not, rather than actually depending whether my body enables me or not. I think that one is a very unfair way of actually dealing in politics because you need to say, I'm giving up here not because of the body, but because of a decision which you take that I've been in power for over 36 years. I think that's enough. If you were supposed to change the lives of the people, you must have changed. But at the moment, the result in Zimbabwe is that people are more poorer than in the 80s, which means that if he continues, I don't think there's anything new which is going to generate. If really he is fair to himself and fair to his people, he must actually step down.
Vamavhinga toti muchidimbu titore nhasi vateereri vari kufona vakati wandisei. Tichiti asika vamavhinga, imi muri gweta, vamugaba vasati vapedza temu yavo, vanopedza muna 2018. Ko vanhu vangati vasiyirei basa panzira?
Izvozvo hazvo zviripo ndo dambudziko ratinaro rekuti pane zviviri vanhu vemapoka anopikisa nezvematongerwo enyika muZimbabwe ndo chinhu chavasiri kukwanisa kunzwisisa ichocho kuti nyaya iri muZimbabwe inofanira kunge ine matanho ekuti kana vachinge vaona sezvavakaona pachena kuti vamugabe vakabata zvachose matomi ese ekuti hapana pavangakwanisa kubiswa nenzira yesarudzo nekuti kana sangano racho resarudzo reZimbabwe Electoral Commission rinenge riine vanhu vanenge vachiti isu tiri vanhu vavamugabe nekudaro uwandu huzhinji hwevana vezimbabwe havakwanisi kuti vape zvido zvavo zvikurenekedzwa nenzira yesarudzo Saka mwema zvimakutengo nyika vanofanira kuona kuti chasara ndechekuti paitwe dzimwe nzira dzekuti vamugabe nezanupf vakwanise kuona kuti hazvichagone kuti vaendere mberi vachitonga ruzhinji rwevanhu rusingadi. Saka kana zvisati zvaitwa izvi, vamugabe vanogona kutaura zvavataura izvi nekuti hapana ari kuratidza kupokana navo mumigwagwa. Hapana ari kuratidzira kuti aiwa isu hatibvumirani nezvakaitika kuti takabirirwa musarudzo. Ndo pari pakaposhwa nevemasangano anopikisa kuti havana kutora chinhano chaitevera chekuti kana mabirirwa musarudzo munoita sei. Nekuti pamutemo hongu vamugabe vane kodzero yekuti vanoti ndakapiwa masimba nevanhu kuti nditonge, hezvo ndichatonga kusvika madhongi amera nyanga. Asi chikuru ndechekuti vanhu vateedzere mamatano ari pamutemo ari murunyararo ekuratidzira kuti hatibvumi tisu veruzhinji, hatitendi kuti vamugabe vakahwina sarudzo dzakaitwa panguva yapfuura. Nekudaro vanofanira kuchizorora tiwane vane tsinga dzinotsabvuka ropa dzinotemwa rinopisa vatungamiriri venyika kuenda mberi.
Tinotenda vamafinga gaitiende kune mumwe muteereri. Vamakosi makadii? Vamakosi tiripo hedu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu. Dzorai volume yeredhio yenyu ndokuti tinzwa nani yakuita maungira.
Ndirikuti nyaya iripo ka maone andoita ini vamugabe sekutanga vari kuita misinfomu nevanhu vanorama navo. Chechipiri, iwo pache zvavo ndibaba vakagarira vakazviita mesijara pasi pavo apa, saka ndivari kuviga zvakawanda. Saka kunine mukuru anotya kuti ndikasiya apa vanhu vanosara vakandifumura.
Saka muri kuti vosiya here basa?
Munorati kana takagara isusu zvandi ndavasiye basa kare nekuda kwokuti munozandiramura zvani dzimwe mandogara inini. Vanhu vemo vese ukataura kungotaura chine zvisina zvinenge zvinhu zvechekuita namugabe vanotya zvekuti vanotanga kubvunda, kwete nyaya yekuti vanovada asi kuti vanotya. Izvozvo vanhu vanongosvika kuti vashamu munhu anouraya chero nguva. Saka nokangotaura zvekana MDC munomu mandorarama ndiri munomu munhu wese anodedera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakosi. Tinotenda zvikuru ngoti nhasi vanhu vakawanda vari kufona Gibbs, but you heard from Mr. Makosi saying it's not that people love Mr. Mugabe but they are afraid of him.
Ake sizwe ke umnumzana Mbongeni, Mbongeni Sithole, baba Sithole ngakunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, kuthiwani lapha phela umnumzana Mugabe uthi liyamthanda kunye okumangalisayo, so wena wathini?
Mina ngendlela engibona ngayo umgabe mina ngiyamzonda, kodwa ngendlela engibona ngayo ukhuluma iqiniso umgabe. Cause phela wena bona ngo-2008 umgabe wayedliwa, kodwa engadliwanga ngenanibika ningamezi ukuthi akushiye intambo zombuso ekweleleni. Wasekuhlala ngo-2013 waliwina umgabe. Asiko ukuthi umgabe wayewina ngokuthi urobhile noma erobha, kodwa usuka erobha ezele yinile ina kuyikuthi evotelwe ngabantu. Uyakubona lokho mlungu. Namanje abantu yibo kufanele thina sizenzele thina abantu beZimbabwe ukuthi siyamkhiphi umgabe noma asimkhiphi. Uma ebona kuthula umgabe so esenza umhlangano yakhe abantu bayagcwala, kutsho ukuthi siyamthanda umgabe. Uzondwa ngabantu abancane kakhulu eZimbabwe, iningi liyamthanda. Uyakubona lokho. Yedwa siyalamba, siyasutha, sinjani, iningi liyamthanda. So yiyo indlela enzima kakhulu ukuthi umgabe aphume esikhundleni, ngoba manje uma kungabe kukhetho so kungamangaza futhi umgabe aliwine lelo khetho abantu belamba. Uyibona lento
ukhetho olubuyayo phela uyabe sele 94 njalo uthi nxa abantu befuna ukumvotela umzimba nxa uvuma bangakwenza konoko, kambe ubona njani?
Hayi, mina ngendlela engiyibona ngayo vele bangamvoteli umgabe, because mina ngo-2013 amazwe nje wonke amazwe emhlaba ayengabhekelelanga ukuthi umgabe kodwa ngazwakala ukuthi ngiyolinayo ikhetho. Kodwa ngendlela yokuthi abantu beZimbabwe bamziwe ngomgabe bamvotela, uyakubona. Namanje noma engancedisa ikhetho bangamvotela, uyakubona. Even Europe umgabe, Europe kodwa bemvotela abantu, uyakubona.
Yes, Mr. Mbongeni Sithole. People appear to love the president.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're always voting for him.
Mm-hmm.
Says 2008, he was defeated by Mr. Tsvangirai, but he got his own share, you know, mm-hmm. which was massive. That's why Mr. Tsvangirai didn't become a president, according to him.
That is thought. We have some messages on WhatsApp. Let me quickly read some of them. Massive response. Sebastian says, yes, it's true. Vamugabe by voter, uye Mazimbabweans do no voter from Ward District Province, National and Policy Bureau. Mazimbabweans, so now old Mugabe azotaura chokwadi. Then Bekezela says, Mugabe is taking us for fools. Charity, anotie Vamugabe ngavasa kwikwizi. Vanoda kuwedzera nyika yedu kuti ife dai vari vamwe zvavo vatoregedza zvachose todyawo nhoko dzezvironda here nekuda kwavo. And then Lloyd anotiye toda kuziva vanhu vacho vari kurumbidza vamugabe kuti vasasiye basa. Farai achitiye hapana munhu ane pfungwa dzakakwana angavhotere vamugabe. Tifonerei tikudze toga. Then Ketai anoti vanosvika rini vachitonga nezuro rakadai. Shua Mwari Ngavati Batsire. Charles says that's not true because a lot has happened in Zimbabwe, especially during elections, to elect leaders. Intimidation, abduction, killings, and rigging. These are some of the things that happened during elections. Too many responses. Let's go to Adon on the line. Adon, can you hear me? I'm doing fine, Adon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm getting you.
Okay, okay. Now I can hear you loud and clear. Yes, yes. Go ahead. You can give us your thoughts on the remarks by Mr. Mugabe.
Yes. What Mr. President has just said is an undisputable, stubborn fact. You see, yes, it is not the first family. It is not the only members of the political bureau, whatever, who vote for the president. It's the entire nation who votes for the president. And what he is saying is what is fully on the ground. And sitting at the same my conditions, what during the election process, there is no way on this globe, Panika, my election, that is free and fair. There's the word free and fair means. Besides that, in a political race, we need Maddox animals, you know, to revenge or to buy before revenge was. We need Maddox, which are there to buy, which are there to revenge. Not right, 2008, other guys were saying, hey, president, rig the election. Again, he rigged the election. What did they do about it? This is a political race.
Thank you, Adon.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Adon. Dr. Gacheni and also Mr. Mavinga, please do stay on the line. Gibbs, go on.
Yes, Bakulule, Ubambu, Kunapunga Chana, Guamdal.
And for our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. Very exciting. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voizimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And remember, we also posted this discussion on our Facebook page. Signing off for now. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.